This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dr. John Jost about the 16th annual Peoria Bach Festival, which begins tonight and continues through June 10th. Dr. Jost, welcome back to Out and About.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so excited to explore more about this particular festival. Now, you have a few events in the lineup of the festival that refer to Bach as the builder or the architect. And I'm just curious, how have you built or constructed this festival? What are the different components and the different elements that make up this festival?
Well, the different components, in a sense, we've hit upon a formula that we use each year. We have noon concerts every day, or lectures or recitals. And then Thursday night, we have a 5:30 recital, special recital. Then two major concerts, Friday night and Saturday night. The last Sunday, we perform a cantata or part of a cantata as part of the worship services at Trinity Lutheran. And then the week before that, before the Bach week actually starts, the last few years, there's been a Friday night concert at Westminster Presbyterian Church, part of their ongoing concert series. And then a Sunday afternoon concert at Trinity, which is an organ concert this year. So those are the components, and then we try to have some variation, different soloists, different music, different cantatas. There's just so much music out there that so far it's worked. It's been very rewarding. We've had good audiences and wonderful response from the musicians themselves.
You have concerts on Monday and Tuesday afternoon for young musicians. Those are both over the noon hour. Can you talk a little bit about those, what the intent there is, and what those will be like?
Yes, the intent there is to give musicians who are not yet at the professional level a chance to perform. And especially Monday, this is for younger children up through, say, the eighth grade. And they go up to the piano or bring their violin or their cello and play a short piece by Bach. And it's just amazing how good these kids are. And it's I think, just a wonderful part of the festival, because rather than just emphasizing people who have dedicated their lives to playing music, it gives a chance for these people to get out there and play in front of people. And it's, as I said, it's amazing how well they do. And then Tuesday is basically for slightly more mature musicians, high school or college level, or even adult amateurs. And it gives them a chance to, again, to perform in front of a kind audience. And it's wonderful to hear these people as well, who are a little farther along.
And you're giving a lecture on Bach and his compositional techniques, his styles, on Wednesday. What's the format or what's the material that you're planning to cover?
Well, one of the highlights of Wednesday at noon is a free lunch. So people are invited to come, and they can certainly contribute to that, or they don't need to. But I or someone else has given a lecture at least once a week. And I thought about Bach the architect because I've always been fascinated by the way Bach was able to put music materials that were really at the disposition of all composers at that time. I mean, in a sense, he took the very same elements, but he designed works of music that were just so much more, it's an overused word, but interesting than that of, Vivaldi and Telemann and, Handel. I mean, these were all terrific musicians, especially Handel. But Bach just knew how to take things a little bit farther. He was so concerned about detail. And it does remind one of, if one has ever traveled to Europe and seen Baroque churches, that things that used to be maybe classical style are now ornate and elaborated and intricate, and just, you just see so much going on, so just everywhere. And that's kind of the way it is with Bach's music. It's very well organized. It's very well put together. But he just knows how to get a lot out of those same materials that the other composers had to work with.
And to that end, you've had this festival going on for 16 years. So there's just this wide breadth of repertoire that can be explored year after year. Bach was a very prolific composer. Can you talk a little bit about the appeal of Bach to both beginning musicians and advanced musicians, and how his compositional technique really spans that breadth of beginning musicians and advanced musicians?
Yes, and that's something that we're very grateful to Bach for. He wrote music that was for students, that was very simple. He wrote, we assume that all of his children were musicians. We know that four of his sons became very well-known composers. But he sort of was their main teacher and wrote music that they could play all the way through. But then some of the music is just takes virtuosos. We're doing one of the pieces that we're doing on the Friday night concert is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, which is for orchestra featuring solo flute, solo violin, and solo harpsichord. And the harpsichord was not considered a solo orchestral instrument. It was the accompanying instrument. But this particular Brandenburg Concerto has an incredible harpsichord solo part. It just takes off and it just practically burns up. It's kind of like if you're, you know, if you're watching a jazz group and you hear the saxophone play a solo and people clap and the trumpeter, and but then the string bass player plays a solo and for some reason no one expects the bass to be so, you know, virtuosic, and people go crazy. And it's kind of that sort of thing. Bach was able to do that with an instrument. He wrote for all sorts of instruments, but often for instruments that you wouldn't necessarily expect to play that incredibly or that beautifully or that fittingly for the particular situation.
And it's also quite fitting that the main venue for the festival is Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria. Talk about the historical significance of Bach being performed in a Lutheran church.
Well, it is significant because Bach was Lutheran, and Trinity Lutheran Church uses a lot of traditional historical music in their services, including chorales of Bach. And it's an old church, at least for this part of the world. It's considered an old church. I was trying to think what was here when Bach was alive, and I guess Fort Crèvecoeur would have been around. What was that? Peoria celebrated her tricentennial not that long ago. But obviously no Baroque churches. But it's fitting. And besides that, the church just has such wonderful live acoustics that it just makes everything sound wonderful, especially when you have wonderful musicians performing.
You've mentioned that one of the concerts includes the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5. There's a performance of one of the cello suites. But can you talk about some of the pieces that will be performed during the festival that maybe people aren't as familiar with? Is there, say, a chorale in one of the concerts or a cantata that's a good work, but it just isn't performed as often as, say, the Brandenburgs?
Right. And that's most true of the cantatas, because with 200-some cantatas to choose from, there are ones that are not performed that often. And actually, we're doing three cantatas on Saturday night. One of them is, I suppose you could say it's a little more well-known, but you don't hear Bach cantatas anywhere, really, except this festival. But two of them are lesser known. And I should say, in full disclosure here, that we don't only do music by Bach. The Friday night concert, it's called Music of the Grand Baroque, and will include some music by Vivaldi and Telemann and Caldara, who's not a well-known Baroque composer. But these are just wonderful pieces. They've been chosen by Stephen Altop, who is our guest conductor. He's one of one of the best-known Baroque performers up in Chicago. And he has chosen pieces that are just fascinating. A couple of them feature high trumpets, which is always fun. And a couple of them feature his wife, who is this fantastic Dutch soprano, Josephine Stoppelenburg. So that is a concert not to be missed.
And you have this merger of local artists, regional artists, national artists that come to this festival every year and participate. Give us a sense of how you bring it all together before the festival starts. Is there a rehearsal period where everyone meets each other and starts to rehearse these pieces?
Well, this is part of the great fun of the festival for me, because these are all people that I've learned to know over the years. And we kind of started small 16 years ago with mainly local musicians. And then some of these musicians went on to get their, you know, advanced degrees and teaching in universities around the country, and still come back and enjoy very much coming back and playing with this group. Soloists are started fairly locally. We still use local soloists, but we also use a lot of soloists from Chicago and beyond. Our mezzo-soprano, Anne Crivero, is a graduate of Bradley, but she heads up the opera program at Drake University. And our kind of the baritone that we've had the most often, Jerry Sundberg, did teach up in Chicago. He's now in Minnesota, but he still loves to come and perform at this festival. So it's just kind of grown and expanded. And mostly when people are invited, they say yes. So they still enjoy coming.
After 16 years of engaging with audiences who attend the festival, can you give us a sense of the average person who maybe is coming to the festival for the first time? What's their reaction?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm hoping their reaction is favorable. As with, I suppose, any classical music composer, if people are not used to hearing classical music, they may find it a little bit off-putting. I think one of our strengths is that the performers play with so much energy and engagement and passion, I should say, play or sing. And I think even someone who's not maybe, or someone who doesn't consider themselves all that musical, would catch that spirit and that energy. And Bach's music gives plenty of opportunity to exercise that kind of energy. So I haven't done exit interviews with the audience, but I'm hoping that the reaction is favorable. And I know that there are at least many music fans who come faithfully every year and bring their friends. So that's good.
We've been talking with John Jost about the Peoria Bach Festival. The festival gets underway with a concert tonight at 7:30 at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Lectures, concerts, and other events will continue through Sunday, June 10th at Trinity Lutheran Church. John, thank you for being with us.
Well, you're welcome.
And this Sunday at 7 p.m., the Peoria Municipal Band kicks off its 81st summer concert season at Glen Oak Park. Mayor Jim Artis will be the celebrity MC, and Denise Adams and the Morton Civic Chorus join the band for a great evening of music. Information is at PeoriaMunicipalBand.com.
And Illinois Central College has two concerts this weekend to get summer underway. Tonight, it's the Beach Boys tribute band, Catch the Wave. Tomorrow night, they follow that up with Paperback Writer, which is a Beatles tribute band. Both of those concerts are at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.